Nancy. We'd argued that night. There'd been tears. And as the car pulled out, the only sounds were our seatbelt tongues clicking into their holders. Then a shout, and a dapper man in a good suit, probably 65, ran over, one hand high, and spoke into his tiny folding phone. "Nancy, I found a place. Just drive around the corner. Look left. I'm here. I'm holding it." And you, always the patient, kind one, always quick to laugh, just drove away from how his face lit that patch of claimed asphalt, expecting her Camry. And I drove away with you, unable to look, convinced that Nancy was breaking the speed limit in the other direction, heading for uncharted neighborhoods in her luxury car, her small veined hands clamped to the wheel, that even if the man stood there all night, punching numbers into the phone, Nancy had other plans. Nancy was out of here. Nancy had gone downtown.